So I found this guy on Craigslist that was selling a MacBook Pro for $400. And I thought, well, scam, stolen something, whatever. So I emailed him, and he emailed back. He said, I have somebody looking at it today, and I'll email you if he falls through. Okay. Well, I get paid tomorrow, which by now is today. So I emailed him back and I said, I can offer 420 if that'll make a difference. So instead of that guy looking at it, he canceled and he said, okay, since you're offering me more money, I'll let you look at it tomorrow. So I'm gonna look at it today. We exchanged like 6, 7, 8, 10, 12 emails, and he wanted, it was the original MacBook Pro, the 1.83 gigahertz Core Duo. For $400, that's a pretty decent deal. It's only got half a gig of RAM and 80 gig drive in it, but that's cheap to upgrade. So. And it came with a battery, but the battery's dead or bad or low or something. So he emailed me back. He said, "Oh, sorry, my brother gave me a battery. I'm gonna try and sell it for $575 now." So I emailed back, like, "Well, $420 plus $60, which he had in the ad, says, oh, you can buy a new battery online for that, doesn't equal $575." And I ended up talking him into meeting me anyways tomorrow. He's like, okay, whatever. He's like, I'm not good at haggling. For 420, pick it up tomorrow. I'll just try and sell the battery separately. So I think today I'm going to get my first Intel Mac, which will be a MacBook Pro, which I'm pretty excited about. So we'll see. And I have a 20-inch iMac G4 1.25 gig that I'm going to sell. I really love this machine. It's a beautiful looking Mac, 20-inch screen, flexes every which way at 90 degrees in any direction, all the way, it dips down. It's got like a 10, 12-inch swing, plus at the front bezel angles. It's pretty slick, but they shut off my internet at home, so I'd like a laptop to at least go to the library or somewhere else and suck down some podcasts because I'm running out of shit to listen to. But yeah, so I'm pretty excited. I hope it doesn't fall through. If it does, I'm going to be pretty bummed out, but guess I'll get over it. And that's my audio boo. It's been a while.